Racial tensions are back in the news, but they've never been far away in recent months. It's not just been about the deaths of young black men at the hands of the police, though, but a wider debate about white privilege in America. But not everyone wants to see an end to that.
Well, we want to expand white privilege and deepen it, and I mean that in a way seriously.
Richard Spencer is a prominent white supremacist who happens to live here in Whitefish, Montana.
I do care about my people more than I care about other people, just like you would care about your family more than you care about other children.
Why is an African-American not your family?
An African-American could never be part of my family in the sense that he's not part of this extended family that is a race that have evolved over tens of thousands of years.
But they're all part of the American family. You appreciate that?
They're living in this country in a way. In terms of who defined the United States, it was never defined by Africans. It was defined by Anglo-Saxons, by white Europeans.
Just as you're no longer European, they are no longer African. You're Americans.
But I think who I am really ultimately does derive from Europe. A tremendous amount of white people want race and identity to just go away. Can't we just not talk about that? But it won't go away.
And so it went on. Before the election, he and other white supremacists and separatists may have felt on the margins of society, but one man changed all of that.
Donald Trump came along, and I feel like my movement and my ideology, we can be a kind of vanguard for a presidential candidate. His arrow is pointing in our direction. It's about survival and who we are.
In America, is it really white people here that are really struggling to survive?
Obviously, white people are better off on average than African Americans, that's clear. But I think there's a sense of our power is going to be diminished. We're going to be entering a new world where we're going to increasingly be a hated minority. Average people, I think, they see that Donald Trump is going to take care of them.
And that is what's worrying many Americans, that somehow unpalatable, racist views have been, in a sense, legitimized by the rise of Donald Trump. At the market in the center of this small town, we were approached by many who'd heard we were in Whitefish and had interviewed their white supremacist neighbor. People like Rhonda Fitzgerald were keen to let us know that while this is one of the least diverse parts of the country, his views were not representative.
Whitefish is a very inclusive place, has a strong sense of community. That separatist, sort of nationalist, racist position is really unwelcome in our community.
Well, as you know, we spoke to Richard Spencer. He said that Donald Trump was absolutely the man that represented him. But it's also meant that a lot of people are flocking to groups like his and, you know, other supremacist groups.
It's a tragedy that Trump, with his completely ignorant positions, has elevated that kind of thinking, which has always been on the fringe. It's not what American democracy is about.
While supremacists like Richard Spencer might be excited by what Donald Trump's done, many others in Whitefish told us they worry that now, even if he's defeated in November, the open bigotry he's helped unleash from some quarters will cause yet deeper divisions in American society.